Danielle Trussoni's just-published memoir is called Falling Through the Earth, and in it she explores the damaging legacy of her father's service in Vietnam. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says the memoir is also an unusual testament to the father-daughter bond.
Daughters and their fathers' wars. Now, there's a subject that hasn't been strip-mined yet in literature. For my generation, the wars were World War II and Korea. As a kid, I remember standing out on the sidewalks of Queens, New York, and having shouting matches with the other neighborhood girls about which was the best, the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force. All of our fathers had served in the armed forces, and we were fiercely proud little female partisans on their behalf. Their wars bestowed a larger-than-life luster on our dads, most of whom otherwise were just working stiffs. For Danielle Trussoni, the war she inherited was Vietnam, which partly explains why, in her striking new memoir, Falling Through the Earth, her evident pride in her father's service is also shot through with anger and bewilderment. The other complicating factor here is that her dad, Dan Trussoni, seems to have been trouble even before the Vietnam War further messed up his life. As Trussoni points out, it takes that kind of man, two parts stubborn, one part insane, to fight in a tunnel. Serving in Vietnam in 1968, Trussoni's father volunteered to be a tunnel rat, one of those soldiers who crawled underground through a network of tunnels and rooms searching for the Viet Cong. The tunnels were often booby-trapped with explosives, urine-soaked punji sticks, or scorpions rigged into bamboo cages. It was virtually a suicide assignment. But Dan Trussoni, unlike a close buddy of his whose gruesome death he witnessed, made it out by the skin of his teeth. Back home in Wisconsin, he married three times, fathered a bunch of kids, some of whom he cruelly refused to acknowledge, and escaped into drinking binges, fights, and obsessive overtime construction work. Vietnam was always present, burdening the emotional atmosphere of the Trussoni home, sometimes even making its presence felt tangibly. When she was a girl, Danielle Trussoni found a human skull and trophy photos of dead Vietnamese soldiers hidden in the basement of her family's house. Falling Through the Earth is Danielle Trussoni's messy but compelling wrestling match with her father and the legacy of his war. I say messy in the sense of not perfect, because Trussoni sometimes overwrites, like when she describes Vietnam as an amorphous monster that would grab hold and pull us into it, kicking and screaming. It came to live in our house, eat dinner at our table, sleep in our beds. Trussoni is much more winning as a writer when she sidesteps melodrama and sticks to the gruff understatement and rueful humor that surely must be the tone she inherited from her tough-love father. Writing, for instance, about a bar called Roscoe's that became a second home to her and her father, Trussoni comments, "At Roscoe's, if you hadn't had the short end of the stick most of your life, if you hadn't been screwed over in some form or another, there was surely something wrong with you." Trussoni's memoir splits into three alternating stories. There's the recreation of her father's wartime experiences in Vietnam alongside her own recollections of growing up, which include her parents' divorce and the division of the family. Danielle Trussoni, at age 10, chose to live with her father, for whom she was named, and to become, as she says, his accomplice, while her siblings stayed with her mother. And interspersed with these two narratives, there's also Trussoni's hypnotic account of traveling to Vietnam as a 24-year-old woman, trying to find the source of her father's rages and depression. Trussoni even goes so far as to take a tour down into one of the old Viet Cong tunnel systems, squinting through the dark, desperate to figure out what propelled her then-young father deep into this claustrophobe's nightmare. Crawling down into the earth, excavating deep into her own memories, Trussoni is intent on a reconnaissance mission as foolhardy and admirable in its way as any that her tunnel rat father ever pulled off.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Falling Through the Earth by Danielle Trussoni.